We've identified as one of the sources. There's been a large amount of cans of beer were dumped in one particular lane, and our furniture was actually being used by some people to actually sit and drink their cans of beer. We know that for a fact, and then one of them used lanes. We've now removed the furniture. We've also arranged for the cans of beer to be removed as well, and we're talking hundreds of cans. But there's other items that were dumped, mattresses and stuff like that, which obviously weren't dumped by street drinkers. They've come from individual houses. So in terms of the Muse Lanes, we'll bring on these cameras now in the next few weeks that on hotspots where dumping and dogfighting is taking place. But the Muse Lanes, because it's private areas, are not covered by the cameras. So we need the local people to basically pass on the information to ourselves about where these items are coming from. And because it's obviously been ongoing for a while, but we find this time in particular it becomes more common, partly because some houses are being cleared out, landlords are bringing the new students and things like that for the new academic term at McGee, but we need people to be vigilant and pass on the details because we want to make sure that these perpetrators are obviously fined.
And this is a residential area, and there is a fear that if, you know, food waste starts being dumped, vermin could be attracted as well.
Absolutely, and the stuff has been lying in some of the houses. If, for example, if students have moved out, you know, earlier in the year, if the landlords are coming in and clearing out what's left behind and putting those in the Muse Lanes, that creates health issues. If there's any food waste in particular, as you mentioned, so we can't allow that to happen. There's a lot of long term residents still in the Rosemount area in those particular streets, and they're suffering through the actions of what is a small minority. And you know, in some cases, we've found out where the sources are, and we've issued fines and things like that, but and we're narrowing down in a sense the particular houses where it's coming from, but that small minority is still causing a lot of damage and causing a lot of issues.